How do we get into Yush in the first place? Because Rabbi Yechanan is trying to prove to us there's a concept of mitzvah of Avera. And how do we get into that? Because we're learning Lulav HaGozel, remember? Like I said, we're learning Lulav HaGozel this year, second half of the year. So the Mishnah says Lulav HaGozel is possible. And it seems from the Mishnah that it's possible Bein Biyom Rishon, Bein Biyom Sheni. Yom Sheni meaning the duration of the days. We don't know whether they're ice or they're butter. That was where the previous sig is. And the Gemara is trying to figure out why is it possible if the Yom Rishon. There's no din of Lachem if the Yom Rishon. Kach Lachem Yom Rishon. So Rabbi Yechli came up with this idea that maybe it's possible because of Mitzvah Babi Averi. He quotes it in the name of Shim Ben Yochai. Rabbi Yechli wasn't actually a Talmud of Shim Ben Yochai. It was a Talmud of Rebbe. He was one of the youngest Talmidim of Rebbe. Rebbe was a younger... Rebbe was a Shikul Talmud of Shim Ben Yochai. I mean, a little bit wasn't his primary Rebbe, but he learned with Shim Ben Yochai. So you're talking about Rabbi Yechli was two generations later. So I don't know whether Rabbi Yechli and Rebbe even saw Shim Ben Yochai, but... Mishum of Shem Bayechai, according to some means, he said it in his name. That means he had a tradition, the name of Shem Bayechai. So Bayechai quotes from Shem Bayechai that this is a problem of Mitzvah Babi Avera. And what is the source of Mitzvah Babi Avera? That the cryptic poskim in Navi Malachi, Gozel, Dubi Dubisech, etc. So in order for us to pass on Mitzvah Babi Avera, we have to fine tune the drush of Gozel. But to fine tune the drush of Gozel, you have to make the following assumption. Gozel is always possible. Under all, forever and ever, there's nothing you can do to rectify a Davra Gozel. Gozel is always possible. So the Gemara says, really, is that true? I understand if it's before Yish. Then I understand why Gozel is possible. After Yish, what could be wrong with Gozel? What's wrong? So it must be what's wrong with Mitzvah Babi Avera. So basically, what the Jerusha is, get rid of these guys, the Jerusha of Gozel, the Mitzvah Biseach, is presupposing that after Yish, the regular reason to disqualify a Korban HaGozel don't apply, and the best we can come up with is Mitzvah Babi Avera. So that's for Munach Zolit in this drush of Gozel and Pisaeh. Why is it Toshut that V'yachar Yish, everything is hunky-dory? So the Gemara says, why is it hunky-dory? The Gemara says, why? What was the phrase of the Gemara? Bishlam Lefle Yish, yeah. You were kind of with Yush. So because you were kind of with Yush, because that's true, therefore the only way to explain why it's Tafal Pichan Basel must be to introduce a new concept called Mitzvah Bavir, and then we can fly with that concept and apply it to Amishna Luba Gozan Shalom Yisrael. So we want to know, really, Hakanye B'Yush? That's a very, very loaded statement, Hakanye B'Yush. Remember when we first started the last sugi about Yush, so we pointed out that there are two different ways in Rishonim how to read that phrase. How can it be Yush? One way is that Chazal, because this sugi is almost starting the same way the last sugi started. What's one way of learning how can it be Yush? What did Rashi say? What? Yush is Kona Beginecha or Begazela. That Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Yochanan, are siding with those days, namely Rabba Shita, that yes, it's true that a Gazan is going to be Yush. That's the simplest practical Gemara. And we made reference there, so that Tosis quotes from the Ri, not so simple. But Rashi Lim Shat that way. How can it be Yush? And again, add Yush in the Gemara, it sure sounds that way. But our Gemara is taking a stand on that Shita, on that question. How can it be Yush means, kind of be Yush is tantamount to saying, Yush, B'chdi, by itself, kind of be Gazan, the Ganev Gazan. So the Rishonim have a big problem. The problem begins with the person by the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is the author of the statement. So if we take the Gemara Kipshuto, as Rashi for sure did, Rashi made reference to Bava Kama Samachvav, Rabbi Yochanan is taking a stand on this topic of Yush B'dichtan B'Geneva. That's fine. Rabbi Yochanan is entitled to his opinion. The only thing is, we have to check up and make sure that he's consistent with his opinion. So we have to do a little bit of a search. So we get our search engines out, and we start going through shas. So we go brachas, remember I told you about that? Certain rab, before he would say the shir, he would go through brachas, name, Shabbos, name, every name, so on it. We would check through the mesechtas quickly, make sure there's nothing against what he's saying. So I'll make it easier for you. We'll just do a bechina, search on Rav Kama, that's it. Only 119. So let's go. Where does the buzzer go off? Anyone know where? Samachas. Why does the buzzer go off there? A little bit past halfway through the Mishnah. What's wrong? Samachas. tapes wrong with the Sachs. We had a big problem. Last week's parasha. Ki gnov ish shor oseh utvacho umecharo chamisha bakoy shalem tachas ashor v'abatzon tachas aseh. V'chiv avdal behem. I steal, I sell, v'ashecht, I'm chayav to pay dal behem. Knasa ter dal behem. Even my daughter knows about that. I was on the Mishpatim test. I reviewed it. It's good. Today we had to review quickly the Dalet Parshios. Not each one, just to make sure we knew when you say them, what they are, what they're all about. I was able to pull that off also. Keep my eyes on the road. Okay, Baruch Hashem. So Rabbi Isai comes to Gemara and quotes a Machlekes Amorahim about the following shot. I steal your shor. And a week later, you're misyayish. And then I go ahead and I shecht it. After your yish, I shecht the shor. Al zen nema chamisha bochad yisham tachas ashor, or no? What do you think about that? So comes Reish Lakish. Comes Reish Lakish, and others also, not just Reish Lakish. So comes a group of Amam Roy, one of them being Reish Lakish, and says, you're not chayav to pay dalet behayden. Why not? Explain to me why. What? It's my shor. I was kinda with yish. Shalom shaychet. It's mine. And if I'm not chayav to pay dalet behayden, kiyigin of yishor seh means when I shecht a stolen shor. It's not a stolen shor anymore. It's my shor. Now again, I didn't say I don't have to pay for it. Of course you have to pay k'ein shaganav. And what else do I have to pay, obviously, because I'm a ganav? What else? I've been capable also, but dalvei kenas doesn't apply to me. I'll give you a mashal, The mashal is the same thing in Baba Kamo. What if I steal your shor, and the shor undergoes a shinui? Now, that's the question. What does that mean? What kind of a shinui? You have to figure out what the shinui is. Whatever it has, experiences some kind of a shinui that meets the criteria of a shinui ma'isa, and then I'm shech the shor. Am I have to pay? Dalbehei? Why not? Because I'm kind of a shinoi. The Hishon Zeshav Gozol, Ke'en Shagozol Yachzi of Lav, Don Bi'am Machayev. So anytime halachli, I'm kind of the item first, Vish Lokish L'chura correctly argues, there's no chiv to pay Dalbehei. Comes Rabbi Yochanan, the Bar Plukt of Rish Lokish, the Rabbi, brother-in-law of Rish Lokish, and says it's not true. If you shech the shore, even the achayush, you have to still pay dalbehei. We have a documented machloikis daf samachesim bevakama. Rabbi Yechon Mishlokish fighting it out whether hagonev the nisyashu abaylim v'shuvta v'chamachar yed dalbehei and nishdalbehei. If you connect the dots, what are they really arguing about? It's not a machloikis about dalbehei. What's it really machloikis about? Is yishkan or not? Problem is Rabbi Yechon's on the wrong team. Because Rabbi Yochanan who says la'acha yush chayav v'dal v'hei, that's tantamount to saying that yush is what? Yush lokona, which is a big problem because Rabbi Yochanan is the one who here says that yush is kona. So hurry, you have to decide. I don't mind Rabbi Yochanan, I don't mind which side he takes in this issue because Rabbo and Rabbi Yosef and greater Amoraim in the world were fighting. This was an ongoing battle for 300 years between the Amoraim, whether Yush is kind or not kind. But you have to be consistent. So in Bava Kama Samaches, you think that Yechai of Dal Vehei post Yush, which is tantamount to saying Yush Lokon, that's what the Gemara says Beferish, because the Gemara explains Reish Lokish as being the Baplukta, and he held that you're not Chayav because Yush is kind. So Yochanan obviously held Yush as Lokon. How could Rabbi Yochanan now Sugya Daflama turn around and say, Hakani b'yush, and therefore Gozel Dubi de Pisach is the mokah for mitzvah b'aveira. It's not true. The whole premise, the whole underlying premise of Rabbi Yechon's whole drash of mitzvah b'aveira is flawed l'shitasi. That's the kasha all the Rishonim, by the way. How many different approaches to Rishonim do we have to this kasha? Three basic mahalchim in Rishonim. The Baal HaMor takes the easiest way out. You know what the Baal HaMor says? I think I put it on the Ma'amar Kamos. I put it on the Baal HaMor. What is the easiest, simplest way out? What? I wouldn't use the word wrong, but Agamar is not Rabbi Yechon speaking. It's not Rabbi Yochanan speaking. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Rabbi Yochanan is not relating his personal shita. He is relating the shita of the great Halakha Tanna of Shimon Yochai. So Rabbi Shimon Yochai sitting in the cave for 12 years. He thought and thought and he thought. See, it took 22 years for Rabbi Yochanan. It took Rabbi Shimon Yochai did it in 24 years. So in the 24 years of the cave, as long as he was second time around the cave, so Rabbi Shimon Yochai came up with this conclusion, Yush must be koyd. How can you be Yush? So how do I live that? He's sitting there, and imagine the scene. He's sitting there in the cave, eating the leftover boxa, whatever else people eat in caves. And he's sitting there, and he finished writing desires already, and he's waiting to come out, and the kids are still playing with the bows and arrows outside, the Romans are still running the show, and Rabbi Shimon Yochai is looking, and look at the pasuk in Malachi, and said, Goza, goza, favas, why is it over a gozel possible? Why is it possible? So Rabbi Shimon Yochai says, how can you be Yish? Why is it possible? So after 24 years, what did he come up with? What's the answer? Three words. Mitzvah Babi Avera. Rabbi Yochanan, 100 years later, is recounting those dramatic events in the cave. Rabbi Yochanan personally? I ain't Baba Kamas Amachas. Rabbi Yochanan didn't hold like that. Shlokish held like that. All the Rabbi Shimon, Shimon Lokish, Shimon, all the Rabbi Shimon held that way. But Rabbi Yochanan personally sided with the view that Yush is what? Is not cutting altogether. And therefore, there is no such thing called Mitzvah Babi Avera. That's the easiest teretz. That's not the stira. The reason it's a stira, because Rabbi Yochanan wasn't talking on his own behalf here. Most of the other Shem did not buy that. Doesn't sound that way from the Bible. So what's the answer, by saying? So comes Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz. Do you put on the Mamre Kamis also? Yeah. In Baba Kama, the Semeches, Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz, quotes the name Rabbeinu Tam. And remember that name, Rabbeinu Tam, because it's going to be a pivotal name in the Sugya. Quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who says, let's go back to the basics. Back to the Machlekes of Yechmei Shlokish. About with Yechayev and Dalav Behei post Yush. So we have well documented that Tovach Le'acha Yush is a Machlekes Rabbi Yechmei Shlokish. Rabbi Yechmei says Chayev and Rabbi Shlokish says Potter. And there's only one way under the sun to explain why Rabbi Shlokish says Potter. The Gemara says it Pemole. What's the only way to explain why you're Potter? There's no other way to explain it. What's the way? Because of one word? Kinyin. You're kind of sealed. Shalom Tevech Shalom. So there's no question under the sun that Rish Lakish says Potter. That is tantamount to saying Yushkin. Why does Rabbi Yochanan disagree with Rish Lakish? Says Rabbeinu Peretz, Yesh Lachkor. Yesh Ladun Bedas Rabbi Yochanan. Why does Rabbi Yochanan disagree with his Halakha brother-in-law Rish Lakish? Rish Lakish is right on target. So I can understand why Rabbi Yochanan disagrees in one of two reasons. Either he disagrees with the Yush Kona part. Rabbi Yochanan says Chai because Yush ain't no Kona. Or maybe Rabbi Yochanan agrees to Reish Lakish in Huchas Yush, that Yush is Kona. And Rabbi Yochanan still disagrees with Reish Lakish. Why is that? Maybe the Chi of Dal Vehei can apply even if it's not quote unquote stolen anymore. You don't say Shalom Tavar Shalom Meicher. Let's retranslate the pasuk. Kigno Vishorose. You stole an ox or a sheep. Utavachamachar. You slaughtered it or sold it. You have to pay four or five times. For what? For what? What are you paying for? The item that what? In the past tense? That you what? That you stole last week. Right now, is it yours? Of course it's yours. You were kind of ready with Yush. True but irrelevant, says Rabbi Yochanan. The Chiyuv of Dal Vehei is a Gzeres HaKosov that trumps that principle called Shlo Tevech Shlo Meicha. Reish Lakish was the one who made up that klal Shlo Tevech Shlo Meicha. He's the one who said, once you're kind, there's no Chiyuv. The Nekudas HaMachleikis of Yechanan Reish Lakish was not a Machleikis whether Yush is kind or not. That's the wrong area of content. What would they argue about, they say? What was the Nekudas Machlokes? Wherein lies the Machlokes? Not in the parish of Yush, but in the parish of where? In the parish of Dal Vehei. Reish Lakish Dua, it's inconceivable to be Chayav Dal Vehei unless you're shechting an item that you still don't own. And Rabbi Yochanan said, no, as long as at one time you stole it, you can be Chayav a month later, even though you own it. You're the rightful owner. and you still have to pay Dalva. Says Rabbi Tam Korb Rabbi Peretz, therefore Rabbi Yechanan, who says Chayav, never said Yush. Israel is not Kedim, said a word about Yush being Kedim. He never said it. What is his shita about Yush Kana? Where do you have to look, says Rabbi Tam? I am so good. Aflam and Aleph, Yush Kana, the Afa Bichain, Chayav Dalvehe. That's Rabbi Tam's way of reading, of solving this otherwise mystery, stira within Rabbi Yechanan's. Comes the Re, Rabbi Natan's nephew. Tosfos alludes to the Re without actually saying the name the Re, but Tosfos in other places calls it from the Re, and he hits it from the Re. Rabbi Natan raised the Re. The Re was Rabbi Natan's sister's son. He lived by Rabbi Natan, he learned by Rabbi Natan. He became the Talmud Muvik of Rabbi Natan, and he disagreed with Rabbi Natan on many, many things. Tosfos called him Beta. There was machlekes Rabbi Natan and the Re about a certain Shabbat Erev Tavshilin, whether you really need a cooked dish and a baked dish. So Rabbi Natan insisted you need both, and the Re showed you 100 rashes in the Gemara, you don't need both. All you need is a cooked dish. So the Re, Tosfos quotes at the very end of the Tosfos, beautiful, beautiful, like a tearjerker. They quote that, even though the Re vehemently disagreed with his uncle, and said you don't need a baked dish. There's no need for chalron, no need for matzah, nothing. Just take an egg or fish. You don't need the baked dish. Lomola libi lava al divrei doidi, he writes. He didn't have the heart to violate the words of his uncle. He lived in his uncle's house. He was a ben bais. He met yontif after yontif. He saw his uncle. He's a little boy watching his uncle make an erev tavshilin for 50 years. So the rewrites that when I became a big boy and I moved out of Rabbi Natan's house, I followed my uncle's shita even though I didn't think he was right. Lomola ani libi. Mamash heart. There's emotional. There's a tearjerk from the re. I couldn't disagree with my uncle Lemaisa. Ad hayoyim hazeh, Kla Yisrael takes a baked dish because the Re couldn't break his uncle's heart. But in this sugi, he broke his uncle. He disagreed with the Rebbe Natan. He had no qualms about arguing with him. He argued him to the finish. Taisus him, yo big in Bavakama, yo big in Gittin. Taisus here in Sukkah had Rachmanis on us. They only wrote a little Taisus. But Bavakama Gittin, they're a monster Taisus. Where the Re takes apart everything his uncle said. And the Re says that this is not the correct view in Rabbi Yochanan. What is the correct view in Rabbi Yochanan? The Balmor Zichanat? Nobody, none of the Balatites went down that route. That wasn't their style. The Re says the correct answer is don't do surgery on the Gemara of a Kama and add in new factors like Rabbi Natan and Rabbi Peretz are adding in. That's Xerxes. No. Don't dissect the Gemara of a Kama. Where does the surgery have to take place? In Sukkah. And what do we have to do with the Gemara in Sukkah? Not surgery, the opposite. What do we have to do? We don't have to take away. What do we have to do? We have to add a couple words. Throw in a few extra words. What words are missing, so to speak, says the Re? And the Gemara says, El Yachay Yush, Hakanya Bi Yush. Don't stop there. Hakanya Bi Yush, well, what? And what? Veshinoi, something or other. Shini Hashem, we'll call it, for good luck. It used to be chulin, and now it's what? Now it's a carbon. It's a different name. So there happens to be a kidney called Yush and Shidi Hashem. You want to call it Yush and Shidi Hashem? We can negotiate that maybe later on also. But we'll call it Yush and Shidi Hashem for easy. So the Re says, add in those words, Hakan ye be Yush ve Shidi Hashem. And then the Gemara reads like a charm. Then Rabbi Yochanan is consistent. Rabbi Yochanan met what he said in Bava Kama. He taka holds that Yush is not coin. And that's the only reason why you have Dal Behei. And Afa Bichain, he saw in the din of Gozlim Pisach a mocha for Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's idea of Mitzvah Babi Aveira, because you were kind already. You were kind with Yush and Shini Hashem, and you still can't bring it as a carbon. For what's that? What's wrong? What could possibly be wrong, says the Re? The answer is, must be Mitzvah Babi Aveira. So he added in those two words, I can't be Yush or Shini Hashem. Now, when I say he added in, I don't mean that the Re's digging up manuscripts and, you know, looking up old ancient scripts and going to the Vatican and finding squads. That's not what I mean. You can add those two words, you know, figuratively as well. You know, you can add those two words figuratively without literally putting them in. I don't think there is a text in the Gemara. I don't know. I'm not a book in the Kisvayat. I don't know if there's any Kisavyat around the world that actually has the words Yishin Rishus and Shin Hashem in there. You can add those two words figuratively by doing what? By doing what? By doing some surgery. What words? Just cut out what word? Yish. Instead of reading Hakanye B'Yush, just read it as what? Hakanye, period. Take out the word B'Yush. And there were gear souls that had that word missing. That already to be Shem Seiros. Hakanye B'Yush. There was Svarim that were Geiris. Hakanye B'Yush. Tosis makes reference to those Svarim. Tosis V'Yeish Svarim D'Gasir and Hocha Hakanye V'Suloi. So rather than add into his heart to believe that there were two words missing in the Gemara, but that word B'Yush is easy kind of snuck in. Because the Rishonim were reading that Gemara, Hakanye, and they thought, Hakanye but what? So they put in the word, I mean, I'm not saying literally, I'm not getting the background of yourselves, but I could hear why some Rishonim had that word B'Yush. It made a lot of sense to Rabbeinu Tam, Hakanye B'Yush. The Baal Mor had Hakanye B'Yush. But the Re says, Yesh Svarim, the Logos, you can't be Yush, because the Gemara never meant it couldn't be Yush. The Gemara meant it, you couldn't be Yush Vishini Hashem. And then the Re says, I don't want to argue about ancient manuscripts, says the Re, even if the correct text of the Gemara was, Hakani B'Yush, it could still mean what I'm saying. Why is that? Hakani B'Yush can mean almost Hakani B'Yush, and what? V'chule. Hakani B'Yush V'chule, Ayin B'Vakam, you'll figure out what it means. So says the Re, I am not deterred by whatever the gear says. You tell me the word Yush is in there, you tell me the word Yush is not in there, you tell me the word Yush is in there. No matter how you slice it, my pshat is right, says the Re. So I'm being overall divrei doidim, Rabbi Natan's pshat is not correct. The emes of pshat is that Rabbi Yochanan Shita is that Taka Yush is not koine. It's only Yush and Shini Hashem or Shini Rishus, whatever the plus is, that's koine. And that is the background from Shur Bar Yochanan. So we're going to put aside the Balamor for now. We're going to take the two major sheets of the Bali of Tosis that are presented a little bit in Sukkah. Tosis and Sukkah only gives you half the story. Did you notice? That Tosis and Sukkah only gives you the Re's pshat without even calling it the Re. And then at the bottom, they say that Rabbi Natan Mefarsh B'Din Acher. And they don't tell you what the Din Acher is. But I put the other Tosis. Which Tosis did I put on? I put on Gittin or Bavakama both. I took the big Tosis and Bavakama, right? Okay, so Tosis and Bavakama, and almost the same identical Tosis appears in Gittin, where Tosis fleshes out, that's the reef shot, and then they present Rabbi Natan with the open shot. So these are the two pshatim where our sugi begins, Rabbi Natan and the reef. The Bai says, this is the girsa game. What did Rabbi Yechon say? Everyone guess. What do you think Rabbi Yechon said? Do we add a word, take out a word? That's what the sugi is all about? Or is there something so fundamental and so basic, so you say this dick, that's emanating for this machlekes Rabbi Natan and the reef? If you think the answer was the first, then you're wrong. There's something very, very basic and very, very fundamental. What is it, Rabbi Say? What are they really fighting about? What's the real point of contention between the Tam and the Re? The real heart and soul, the guts of the sugya. Rabbi Tam's pshat is working with a tremendous premise. A yesodistic premise that is highly controversial. What is that premise? Let's identify. Let's get to the nekuda of Rabbi Natan's pshat. According to Rabbi Natan, we're walking through Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds premise number one: Yush is koine. Yush by itself is koine. So I stole an animal from you, and you're misyash. So the timeline was: I stole it on Monday. On Tuesday, is Yush. What happens on Wednesday? We're trying to bring his a carbon. So I'm makdish at the base of Mikdash. I stole the chul again. We'll have to be makdish. I'm makdish at the base of Mikdash. And what does Rabbi Tam say about that? About that timeline? What does he call that? What is that timeline, according to Rabbi Tam? According to Yochanan, that is three words. What is it? What is this a description of, according to Rabbi Natan? This is Mitzvah Mer. This is Rabbi Yochanan's Gozel. This is the Poskim Malachi. You get credit for Bible for this one. This is what the Navi means. They don't do me any favor, says the Rebbe Hashem. Don't bring me stolen goods. I don't want them. Even though the owner was Mashiach, I don't want them. Don't bring me stolen goods. I don't want them, even though the owner was Mashiach. Let's add a little bit to the Navi. Even though the owner is Mishash, and even though what? What is Rabbi Yochanan hold the contrary to Tam? Even though Yush is what? It's yours. It's 1,000% yours. When you take it to Beis Din, you're going to have to give the animal back? No. You're going to walk away with the animal. Remember, we just raised before, you can have a chavis tashlum and you have to pay for it. But that animal is yours to keep, good to go, the oilam void. Nobody can take that animal away from you. And yet, what does Rabbi Tam and Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon call that? Mitzvah Bobi Aveira. Isn't that a big chiddush? It's a mitzvah Bobi Aveira, notwithstanding the fact that I was kind of long before the mitzvah begins. When does the mitzvah start? When's the Shas HaMitzvah begin with the Bina Korban? Wednesday, when I'm machtish, I mean, I don't get it to the Beis Mishal Thursday, but the Hakdosh is the Tchila of the Hakrava. So the Shas HaMitzvah kicks in on Wednesday, and I've already been kind of eating Chayshim Mishpah on Tuesday. And Rabbi Natam says, this is still called the Mitzvah Bobi Aveira. According to the Ri, is that true? Let's be very, very, very careful now. According to the Ri, let's get the timeline. Gzela Monday, Yush Tuesday, Hekdesh Wednesday. There's one thing missing on this timeline. What's missing? When is the Kinyan? When does it become mine? According to Ben Tam, this is the Shas Kinyan. According to the Ri, where's the Shas Kinyan? Wednesday. Because it's not until a Makdash yet, when I have that plus. What's the plus? Shinu Hawa? Shinu Shem, Shinu Rishus, whatever the plus, the phantom plus is. It's only Wednesday when it becomes mine. So if you think about it for a moment, when I started the mitzvah, and this gets very, very tricky, but when I started the mitzvah, it was still, what? Still stolen goods. What is enabling it to be no longer stolen goods? A very bundle thing. It is the mitzvah's hekdesh. It is the beginning of that kurav. I'm bringing a korban through stolen goods. It happens to be that the act of hakdosha is what's making it mine. Says the Ri, that's a recipe for mitzvah bobi aveira. What is not a recipe for mitzvah bobi aveira, says the Ri? What is not mitzvah bobi aveira? If it's yours before the mitzvah starts, if you were able to chop it on Tuesday before the Shas HaKadosh on Wednesday, this is nish mitzvah bobi aveira. And therefore the Ri says it is inconceivable for Rabbi Yochanan to hold that Yush is kind of by itself. Because the Ri says, lu yitzui that Rabbi Yochanan really honest to good is held that Yush is kind of. You know what would happen? We would have to say this is what? If Yush would have been kind on Tuesday, when the guy wants to be a card on Wednesday, you know what the Ri would say? That is perfectly what? That's perfectly okay. That is perfectly fine. That is not mitzvah bobi aveira. So now we have a conceptual. This is not a machlokes about one or two words in a manuscript somewhere in the 1100s in France. This is a lot of heavy-duty lumdus here. What is and what is not mitzvah bobi aveira? Rabbi Natam opened up the possibility for mitzvah bobi aveira being so inclusive that even though you were kind of full-fledged before, weeks, days, but decades, years, centuries before the mitzvah begins, that is completely and totally irrelevant. Only the chayfetz is not a mafkiya of mitzvah bobi aveira. And the Ri says it absolutely is. Once you own the object, we can't even begin to discuss mitzvah bobi aveira anymore. The only reason why there's mitzvah bobi aveira in Sukkot Daf Lamed is because hekdesh of kinyasai boin ki echad. Because you're using the mechanism of the mitzvah's hektesh to acquire the object, that's mitzvah bobi aveira. But a pre-ownership of the item, and then a week later to bring as a carbon, because today, there's nothing wrong with that. So therein lies the nekuda in lomdus between Rabbi Natan and the Ri. We got a lot of work to do on this, because we have a lot of gemaras. We got to do that search again. To call a terakul and see who's right. What do Chazal have to say about this? So everything is hinging upon this machlokes Rabbi Natan and the Ri, which is all hinging upon how to be miyashiv the apparent steven Rabbi Yochanan's. But it just opened up for us our eyes about two very, very different ways, an all-encompassing mitzvah aveira Rabbi Natan, or a very, very limited in scope mitzvah aveira of the Ri. Hopefully, tomorrow we'll pick up this machlokes Rabbi Natan and the Ri and see how it plays out in many, many other scenes.